So this is our NEP, this is our Practice Accelerator call for the month of March 2016. So welcome. So let's just get started, and you can share and you can chat, and then we'll see who else comes in.
All right.
So you are the one that I most want to focus on a success first, because you tend to drive yourself very hard and don't take time to celebrate. So I want you to celebrate right now. What's a success?
I have 7 people from the webinar who signed up. I'm going to send out another message. Yeah.
Yay.
That's good.
Did you mention it on our site, on the NEPT, or actually the IME Facebook page?
No, but I probably should.
You should, because a lot of those folks have said, oh, Steph, I can't wait to take that course.
Right. I'll post something. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good point.
Right? And if you don't get a lot of response from it, I mean, I don't know if you'd consider this, but saying, hey, because you guys are my colleagues in this program, I'm going to give you a $50 coupon or something.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about that. I was thinking about, because some of the people got it as a bonus. I was thinking about maybe offering something, some kind of discount to...
Yeah. I think it would be good.
Anyone else in NEPT.
I think it would be good. I mean, think about what you're comfortable with offering. You know, you could think about what is your affiliate commission on that if people are promoting it for you.
Right. Yeah.
So you can give them the affiliate commission. You know, whatever that discount would be. Like what are you paying, like 20% or something to affiliates?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do that.
You can give them 20%.
Yeah.
That would be really substantial.
Yep, totally, totally. So it's okay if I do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to have them in there. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I think they're your target audience.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, and I do it to the IME group, not the NEPT group. Yeah, because you want to get it to be the larger group. And some of them that are in NEPT may feel like it's overwhelming and they'll do it later. But those that are... they're not in NEPT, a substantial number in IME or not, then that might be the perfect thing for them.
Right, yes, they've gone through the digestive module and they're still there. And
yeah, they're doing the digestion, but they would be the perfect candidates, the ones that are in there. And then anybody that was, maybe they did IRSPT, they want to go there. But the ones that did the digestion would be perfect because they've got a really good basis, and they really understand the physiology and the biochemistry of it now. And then you can fine-tune it with, let's look at the bugs.
Yeah. And they can really have something to offer, too.
Yeah. So we're going to send out a newsletter on Saturday, and thank you for what you wrote. That was awesome. It was really awesome.
Oh, cool.
I'm hoping that it's not too long for the newsletter, but...
last night I was thinking that, and I was trying to edit stuff out, but I just didn't know what to edit out.
I know. So I'll look through it and see, but I couldn't figure out what to edit out either. But we are going to put it in the invitation document for NEPT.
Okay, cool.
And because especially when you said, I've already made back my investment. That's what people need to hear.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it, the focus, but, they got to hear that.
They got to hear that, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so celebrate. You got the 7 people. Okay, so how can I support you today?
Right. Okay, so I have extended my cart being open, and I want to know, or I need to... get a kick in the butt of how many emails I'm supposed to send people out and how to offer this $29.97,
perfect. Yeah, because I saw you mentioned it. It was confusing the way you mentioned it on the page, I thought. Because it wasn't, you didn't actually have a paragraph making it describing the value of it.
Yeah.
So
I think there's a there's a PDF now and stuff.
But
at the time, the page wasn't even done yet. It was actually a long text and everything.
So what I would suggest you do is create a quick lead page for it that just says, now you can get the hand-holding that you need to make, for your kid, whatever your biggest benefit. Like, we need to make a headline that talks the biggest benefit.
Right.
As a result of this, you doing this upgrade, this is the benefit you're going to get. To be able to quickly to design your program, that kind of thing. To read all the details, click here to the PDF. Or if you think you're ready to sign up now, just click here to sign up.
Okay. So I'll just only talk about that stuff, and I won't talk about the whole program at all. I'll just talk about that stuff on this page.
Yeah, because you're sending it to folks that have, my suggestion is, first of all, you send it to people who have already signed up to get them to upgrade, to see if they want to upgrade. And then, well, that's a good point, that if you don't tell the whole program, I think you need, if you're, how likely is somebody to just jump in and sign up for that if they haven't already signed up for the program?
Right, okay, well, this was your idea, because you said that Justin said when people don't sign up for the thing.
Oh, that's right, he did say, I forgot about that. Yeah, and they do. You're right. I got to get that out of my brain, because he said it doesn't work.
It doesn't make any sense to me either.
Yes.
But I'm going to go with it.
It doesn't make sense to me either, but it works for him, and it works for Ted McGrath, and it works for, a couple of other people who said it worked for them.
Right.
Which I still have to do for this
kind of
thing. I haven't written any of the copy for it because I don't have time. But, so let me think this through. So you want to I think you want to offer them a strategy session to talk to you to see if it's the right fit. Well, I'm only taking three people, and it has to be the right fit. So the way I would do it, there's two ways. In the PDF, does it describe the whole program?
It does,
So it describes everything, the program, stuff that's on the sales page, the benefits, what's in it, and then.
So the PDF just describes the sort of the VIP stuff that's extra.
Okay.
So let's see.
So the PDF describes, the extra stuff, the private stuff, the workshops, blah, blah, blah.
So I've got actually a live space for us to do this live. We're on Skype, so it's going to do a 3-day full thing for them.
Right. So I think you're going to need... Here's what I'm thinking. You're so good on video. And when you do a webinar and then you make an offer, you get real quiet.
Yes.
But what if you did a video that was just about the program? And you can get real excited about all the stuff that you put in it. Because you're feeling like, oh, my God, they just listened to me for an hour, and now I'm going to be a sales pitch and blah, 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 all that crazy stuff that runs through our minds. Been there, done that, know it. Okay? So what if you just created a video that talks about the program? All the stuff you woulda, coulda, shoulda said in at the end of the webinar.
Right.
Yeah.
I can do that.
And then what you're doing for the upsell, basically, and the cross-sell and the whatever else other sellers, you're sending the people that did not register for the program a different thing, okay? So it's one video that's intended to go out to all the people who didn't register for the program, whether they were on the webinar or not. okay?
Yeah.
And it says, hey, this is Jeff Jackson. I just want to share. I'm just so excited. This has been something that's been in the works for, you know, a year now. I've been formulating, and I'm so excited to share. I have this amazing program that I have this amazing process. Don't even talk about a program. I have this amazing process to help you guys as practitioners to take your tough clients through this process of rebuilding their gut. And as you know already, probably, is that the gut is the forefront of all these other things, but reinforce that. And here's what I find in going through this process with people, and so many people come to me and say, how do you do this, Steph? I want to learn. And so I put together, this is my system. And then you don't call them modules yet. You're just saying, part one, you know, step one is I do this. And you just completely describe module one. Part two is I do this. Next step is I do this. Step three is I do this. Step four is I do this. And you completely describe your program without telling them it's a program.
Right.
And then you say...
the reason I do it the way that I do is because I'm just following Callan's model, like, to the letter. So, but I can do this different in this video. I can do it totally.
In this video. So I think they do it different. I thought that they present the steps and then they naturally flow into, and now we have this program. So they present the system, how to do it. And then they say, oh, we have this program, and guess what? Module 1 is just what I told you in step 1. You do this. Guess what? Module 2 is this. Module 3 is this.
Right. That's not how Callan does it. But, yeah, I can do it that way.
Well, that's how Justin taught us to do it.
But they said not to reveal the steps until you're talking about the... So, like, then they said, is it okay if I tell you about the steps to blah, blah, blah? Well, I tell you a little bit about blah, blah, blah. And then you tell them the steps, which is actually just talking about your program, but they think it's talking about the steps. So they were like...
Right, that's right. So
like,
you're not telling them you're talking
together,
about the program yet.
But you have to tell them. Yeah, you have to tell them. Yeah. So the template is like you say, and that's why I've put this together in this step-by-step blah, blah, blah. Is it okay if I tell you a little bit about the program while I reveal the steps of blah, blah, blah? And
okay, but that's different. That's different. That's different than what you did. That's a little bit different.
Okay.
Subtle difference that makes a big difference. So now I'm going to reveal to you, here's the steps of how to do it.
Right.
And you're going to be on a video, so you can't say, would you mind? They do it in a live setting. I remember that.
Yeah.
They do it with a stick, and the people are going nodding, right? You don't get consent when you've got, you know, you're doing video. So you don't say that. I would say, now let me reveal to you the steps that you need to take, the steps that I take, and the next steps that you need to take if you want to really get through this. So you reveal those steps. And then you say,
okay.
I'm so excited because I finally got together, I got all this stuff together to teach you how to do it step by step. And it's my program, it's called. And let me tell you a little bit about what the program is.
Right.
You know, part one of the program does the first step, and you can reinforce it. Part two does this, and you get these six core modules or whatever it is. You get these six core modules that take you step by step by step through those, maybe you don't call it steps, but whatever. I don't want to redundantly use the word step, but it takes you. But, you know, it takes you by the hand and takes you through these steps that I laid out.
Right.
And module one does this, and module two does this, and module three does this, and module four does this. And by the end of these five modules, whatever number it is, you're going to be able to blah, 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 blah. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then, in addition to that, because when you rolled into the bonuses without saying there were bonuses, I know you were nervous and you don't like doing offers and all that, but you've got to roll into that, the bonuses, and so here's what you get. You get all this stuff. And in addition to that, I'm offering these bonuses, and if they are limited bonuses, you say. If they're just normal bonuses, you don't, you know. And this is blah, blah, blah. And the reason for this bonus is blah, blah, blah. It's going to help support you in blah, blah, blah.
Right.
right? And then this is the second bonus, and this is what it's good for. This is what it's going to support you in. This is the third bonus. And then, and I have this special, and it's hard to do it on, you don't want to do that on this video. You don't want to make limiters.
Should I make limiters on this video, too?
I wouldn't, because this video is intended to get them to that next piece, the upsell.
Right. Okay.
And so what you do is you say something like, so read that bonus out that you can do on a strategy session with them. I have an extra bonus I'm going to give you if you sign up right now. Okay. So you give them the bonuses, and then you say, and a lot of people have said to me, but Steph, this is, you know, hard to do, or whatever your transition would be to your big offer.
Right.
Like, what would you say that big thing about that big offer is?
Right. Okay, so then you're suggesting to offer the program and then name the bonuses and then...
So you're telling them about the program, you're naming the bonuses, and then you're saying, and maybe you're just telling them about the big program here.
Right.
Right? And you can actually separate out that beginning part and then add another end, and then you can have this next piece. We want to record it all together, so when you send close, and it has, you know, so, but it could be the, you can go into the sales part, the selling part, for just the program, and then you can send that out to everybody. But I'm thinking right now what you want to do is you want to tell them all about the program itself, and then you tell them, and in addition to all that, I'm going to teach you, I'm going to help you put together your program, we're going to have a 3-day virtual retreat, blah, 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 and you tell them all about that. And I only have 3 spots in this. So if you're interested in grabbing one of these spots, go ahead and let's set up a strategy session. And let's talk about it, whether strategically that's right for you. You can always downsell them on that call.
Right.
So you can always say, you know, if they don't feel it, you don't feel it's a match, they don't. They say, you know, right now, maybe let's just get you into the regular program. Let's just get you into that. Like, you can do the whole thing. When they hear the price tag, when they go, oh, but you say, you know what? Then you say, you give them the whole price stuff, what is it going to be, you know, and I've invested, I've found that I've made it back threefold, and that kind of thing, because it's really not a huge investment, but for what you get, giving them. Then you can say, but, you know, if it's really the finances are tight right now, but you really want to get started with this, why don't we just get you into this program, the functional probiotics program, and I'm going to tell you what, if you're ready to go and you sign up now, I have this extra bonus I'm going to give you, which I'm going to give you an actual seat in my Core Reset program for either you or one of your clients. So as you're learning this stuff, you can actually be practicing on somebody. And you'll get all of my, you know, you'll see how I do it. You'll get all of my materials and whatnot for, you'll see how I do it, so it can be helpful for you to put together your own program. Even though, you know, you can't work with me right now to put together your program, but you can do it yourself.
Right.
And then you're probably going to get people in the downsell. We find that we get a lot of downsells when we talk to people about NEPT, get them into either ISPT or CMDS. So do the downsell. But we wait. You know, you really do the objections. You don't jump out and say, oh, yeah, it's too much money for you. Just buy this one because it's only $1,000.
Right.
You go, okay, let's explore that. You know, if the money was no object, would you be doing this right now? Yeah, sure, I would. Are there some creative ways that you can finance this? For example, when I joined a $30,000 program, I remortgaged my house. Well, you're not going to have to remortgage your house to come up with $3,000, but are there some creative ways that you can do it?
Right, right.
And if you explore that and it's not, okay, then, yeah, you just offer them the downsell. And then the $1,000, the $997 seems like a steal.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I'm going to give you this $500 bonus of Core Reset on top of it. But I need you to make a decision now because I just don't want to spend a lot of time following up. Well, what Justin said he does, if they're on the fence and this offer is strictly an offer that's on that call, he'll say, look, they say, I have to talk to my husband about it, or I have to whatever. How much time do you need? You think you'll have an answer by Friday? Okay, why don't you just, I'll take your credit card number, and I'll set a note that we're expecting to hear from you from Friday if it's not a go. And if it's a go, we'll just bill you and we'll get in. And then I can offer you this bonus.
Right. Okay. So it's kind of like, well, because this bonus is just on the call, let's just get it in right now. And then if you change your mind by X day.
Yeah, if you change your mind, you change your mind. Right.
Yeah,
he said that way he can be in integrity by giving people the time to think.
Yeah.
And people are less likely, you know, because they really want it. They're just scared. Scared of the finances, scared they can't do it. That kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
So recap to me, because we've gone around a little bit, what you see as the plan for offering this, the big program to everybody that's signed in.
Right. So I actually feel like I should make two videos. I should make one for the regular page and one.
It would be great if you could make one and you put it right on the sales page.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be just
really I think better. You're stronger doing it that way than the sales page. And some people just don't read the sales pages. But if you're compelling and you're teaching them a system.
Yeah, I think it just would be easier to communicate that way.
Yeah.
And then I can also make a pop-up one on the sales page itself, just lower down, but not make a big deal of it for the other
people. A pop-up video or a pop-up?
Pop-up video, yeah.
Mm.
Just if they click on something, they could get more, but I'll just not make a big deal with that. But then I would make a separate page on lead pages for that higher level program with a separate video.
Yep.
If that makes sense. And then just have a shorter page about that, but have the video explain more about the program itself. And then if they really want to go back and read the words, I can put a little link at the bottom if they need to do that.
Yeah, and you have the PDF so they can read it there. They can, You can take your actual content if you wanted to have in a PDF the content from that. But it's not bad to have, I know a lot of these video sales letters are just video sales pages. I don't like them, and a lot of people don't, because I want to scan them, I want to read.
Yeah.
And unless you really capture somebody, like, compellingly in the first couple of minutes, they're not going to watch it all the way through.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I think the combination works really well. They can read it. It's down below, but they watch it. They learn.
Good. Yeah, hopefully there's a good... I got the 2-week trial of whatever that thing is called, funnel, book funnel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they had a 2-week trial?
Yeah. Oh. I got a 2-week trial.
What are they charging for it now?
I haven't used it. It's like $97 a month. It's a lot.
Well, I wish you would have been on that.
I was in the Maestro.
What's that?
Yeah, I wish I was in the original... Early adopters.
I was watching it. For some reason, I signed up for it, and I just, like, ran downstairs. This is when Diane and Deborah were here. And I just ran downstairs and said, Deborah, you got to watch this. You got to see this. And we were watching it thinking it was going to be, like, you know, $2,000 or $3,000. Because I joked when he said, it's going to be very affordable. I said, yeah, right, like $10 a month or $25 a month. And she laughed, and I said, she said, no way, right? So we looked at it, and it was $297 for the year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what I do with Webinar Jam, too. I got a $297 for life, so I never have to pay another dime for it.
Yeah, that's awesome, too. Really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, but give it a try and see how it goes. I've only used it to generate a skeleton for... a webinar, but it was the day before the webinar, and it was a weird, different webinar. It was that healthcare one. Mm-hmm. So So it's kind of different than the typical webinar. I wasn't selling anything. I was just sending people to a strategy session. So it's a little different. But I'm going to start using it to generate some of my emails, at least to give me my framework for it.
Yeah, we just sometimes in lead pages, can different kinds of sales pages.
Lead pages what?
In lead pages, there isn't the flexibility sometimes to make the sales pages the way that we want to.
So, right, that's why I like ClickFunnels. But ClickFunnels is expensive, so. Okay, so are we clear? It looks like Allison and Diane joined us, but are we, do you feel like you have enough to go on here?
Yeah, I do. I can do that.
Okay. Awesome. So you can extend the cart. You can offer this thing after the cart closes.
Okay.
The upgrade.
I see. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you do it after the cart closes. And you basically, you can do it as a live webinar. I mean, you could send an email to everybody and say, hey, I'm having this webinar on X. It's free.
Okay.
And then you can do that. You can do it on a live webinar instead of a video. That's how Justin does it.
Okay. So do it after the cart closes.
Yeah, but after the cart closes. So you can make a video for the page right now. And then that will give you more excuses to write to the people who have already opted in and say, hey, I just created a new video to really explain things. I'd love you to go check it out. It just explained my system step by step. Here's the link.
Okay.
And you send them to the link.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. It's bumping up against another. On the 15th, I have another program that I'm marketing, so I'm... I don't
want to miss. Oh, so then do it now. If you can't do it, then do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to. Okay.
Yeah, just do it now then. Okay? Is that one with the girl in Australia?
Yeah,
then just do it now.
Okay.
I mean, we get these great ideas for ways to do it. It's the same thing with health, it's the same thing with business and marketing. You know the ideal way to do it, but you can't always do the ideal way. So you do it, you know, you do it the best you can.
Yeah. Okay? Better next time. Okay, thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. So Allison and Diane came on, and whichever one of you wants to go first, which whoever raises their hand the first gets to go first. So raise your hand, because I didn't watch to see who came on first. Raise your hand with a one. You're ready to talk. Okay. So, hi, Diane. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
So
I want you to start with a success.
Okay. I'm completely unprepared because the calls are usually the third Wednesday, so I had no idea there was a call until I came in after lunch and found my email and went, oh, shit. So
there wasn't a reminder that went out sooner?
No.
I told them to send it out as soon as we changed the date to say, hey, we've changed the date.
No, I never got that email. Which might explain why nobody was on the call.
It might explain that everybody just got the last minute call. Oh,
yeah,
no. Yeah, because I said, okay, I'm going to be on vacation that week. This is like a month ago, I don't remember when, but I said, go ahead and change it to the week before, but let's send them out an email. And yeah, I'd say, hey, we're changing the date of this.
Yeah, and we had to have lunch early because Deb's got a job interview call that she's on right now, so it didn't come in until literally like noon. So
okay, well, I'm glad you're here. So we'll find stuff to talk about.
Okay,
so just give me a success. I actually have an idea. So if you don't have anything, I have an idea for you related to your Facebook group.
Well, we accomplished a whole bunch, with the VIP day with you. I'm trying to think of what I've done since we've got home because we've done a few things. But I have a connection with one of my other groups. Somebody is actually going to be starting an online magazine, and I haven't written the article yet, but she wants me to contribute to that. So I guess I can call that a success.
Oh, good.
It's an invite for, she's launching a an online magazine, so.
That's nice. The more exposure you get, you know, everybody, anything you get invited to, do it. Any summits you get invited to, any magazines, any articles that want you to guest blog, because it's just a matter of your name getting out there and people knowing who you are and what you're doing. Even if all you're doing is giving away free stuff right now, right? It's a great way to get started. All you do is make YouTube videos and you do this, and you don't have anything to sell, it's okay. Get your name out there.
I did get an invitation for a summit. Somebody was, podcast. Somebody's looking for people in the transformational nutrition community for podcast interviews. And so, like you said, you know, the offer came through, and it was like, you know, here's my website. Check out my niche. If I fit, I'm in. You know, so.
Yay.
Yeah. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Super. And I was curious, how did your list growth go after that call?
We tripled. We've lost a few since then, but we've also been picking up new ones. So we are in triple digits now, and we've hit a little bit of a snag on doing the videos for the other recipe ebook because we weren't able to pick up the tripod we needed here locally yet, and so we're probably going to have to get it from Amazon. And,
they have a really quick thing. It's called Amazon Prime, and you get it in 2 days.
Yeah,
I don't shop anymore. I don't try to get things locally. And it's free shipping. I got one for $35. It goes up really high, so you can get up above things and zoom in down.
Yeah.
Just go to Amazon and order it. Yeah.
Yeah. Deb found several. She's going to pick one. We're not sure when we're going to start filming the videos, though, because she's doing these job interviews, and we're probably going to be relocating possibly within the next month. And so the kitchen is probably not going to be a fit place for filming. So we're gonna see what happens. Things are just completely insane right now, and we're just sort of doing what we can can. You know,
you are.
Yeah, that's
you are.
Yeah, that's the best. That's the best thing we can do right now. And then Sunday evening, I got the final galley proof dumped in my lap that I had to edit for the short story anthology, completely unrelated to all of this, and that needed to be done by the end of the month. So it was like, oh, good. But I finished those. I finished those today, so I can get back to focusing on,
on the business part.
Stuff. It's completely crazy, and I have to leave early this afternoon because since I didn't know about the call, I have my appointment to find out the results of my hair analysis testing this afternoon.
Oh, good. Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, and I was, of course, going to post when I found out the results. And then it was like I said, I literally started checking my email, and I'm going through emails, and I'm like, what? NEPA call? And I'm like, crap, I'm late. So. No stress, not at all.
Well, stress is all relative, so breathe, let it go, the universe speaks to you. One of the things, if you have nothing to ask me specifically, I had something I wanted to share, and this is good for everybody to know. We hired somebody who's a social media strategist, and she's setting up this thing. The strategy she wanted us to do is to create a free, which you already have done, a free Facebook group. But then be very deliberate in the posting that you do there. And eventually you start to market things there. You know, you get people used to it, but you get things, and they don't feel like they're being sold to. They just want an opportunity to do more. And so she recommended, I'm going to pull up her strategy, and I'll just tell you what she wants to do for us out there. She created one for us. It's called Unstoppable Health, and we're going to be letting people know to join it. Let's see, blog, social media, Facebook ads, let's see. I have all these tasks in my project manager thing. Newsletter, promotional, Facebook, here we go. It's not there. Let me just go to the email and I'll be able to tell exactly where she. All right. Okay, so what program is this? This is in social media. Okay, there we go. It's a new Facebook group. Okay, let's see what she said. Let me see if I can find the strategy she put together. I'm going to have to find it and send it to you guys, and I will. But the point was, it was like you create the group, and then you have specific things that you post, like Mondays this day, Tuesdays are this day, Tuesdays, Wednesdays are this day, one day, like Wednesday, she'll post a link to our blog post. So whatever day you post your blog post, that's what you do there. You give them a little blurb about it. One day you post a recipe. Another day you may post a challenge, like, hey, I challenge everybody. Are you already gluten-free? Are you whatever? Are you trying to find blah, blah, blah? So you do a challenge of some sort, and you make it interactive. You make it so that people are back and forth and talking to each other and to you.
Okay.
And you can have contests. You can have all sorts of cool stuff in there. And then when you're promoting, when you're ready to promote your product, you can have all kinds of cool things to engage them in.
Cool.
And she said it's right now the best way to grow, the best way to actually get not so much size, but engaged people who are going to actually engage in your product.
Okay. Sounds good. But, yeah, I didn't have something specific to ask because I didn't know I was going to be here. Just a little distracted, but that's okay.
Now, have you set up any follow-ups to the people who signed up for that recipe book?
They're on, I think they're all synced with the newsletter, so they've been getting the regular newsletter.
Okay.
We didn't, things were so busy when we got home with all the usual responsibilities that we just did not have the time to sit and create something new. It's been pretty nonstop for a week and a half now. So because I had that on my radar about starting to set up the autoresponders for, you know, some different things, and that was one of the things we were going to be working on in the next week or two, you know, and following up with that. We've been doing a lot of consolidating our notes and all that sort of stuff. So it's been our days have been full, as Tony likes to say.
Yeah. I was talking on my EFC call yesterday to folks, and I said, you know, we talk about sharing your success and sharing your challenges. I said, you know, let's just instead of calling them challenges, let's call them opportunities for growth.
Yes.
Opportunities to go to the beach.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those the past week.
Okay.
A lot of opportunities to go to the beach, yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So one thing I would recommend for you when you get a little space here is to go back through the notes from our VIP day and then just put together your understanding of the various, you know, the plan, what you're going to be doing, you know, dates if you have any. I know we came up with some dates, some tentative dates, but just, and then put it in, just write it. Right? You're a writer. Just write it and then send it to me.
Yeah. And that'll be something I can work on now that I have these edits out of the way, because it was like that was something that was on a time crunch. And it was like, really? I thought I was done with this.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, and then I have 200 pages of manuscript that I have to go through line by line and copy edit, and it's like, and this is what I want. So, yeah. That was an unexpected little growth opportunity that I had this week.
I'll tell you another time, or maybe at the end of the call, my growth opportunities in the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, having my book available, so. It's available as of today, so all the back-end stuff that I had to personally do because team members didn't follow through was a lot of work. So every night for the last 5 nights, I've been to bed at 3 o'clock. So we all have those growth opportunities, and it's just what we do with those growth opportunities that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. And we're trying to go about it in an organized fashion as best we can, you know, because that keeps it from becoming complete chaos. And it may be a little overwhelming and out of hand right now, but, you know, we're at least going through and doing the step-by-step stuff. We consolidated the notes that we both took on the VIP day. You know, we have dates. We have the plan. You know, we've got the little reminders to, like, get in touch with Kevin and all that sort of stuff. And then we're trying to work around, you know, all the personal stuff that comes up at a time like this and you know, try to make it as orderly as we can. But we're not trying to get it all done yesterday because we know we can't.
No, that's crazy. Yeah, just do it at your pace, but make sure that you have the pace, because if you don't put times and dates and deadlines on it, even if you have to move them, that's fine, but at least you've got it in there in a schedule. All of you might consider getting something like Teamwork Desk or Basecamp. I like Teamwork Desk better. You get the free version of it, and you just start organizing your to-dos in it, and your tasks, and you set it up by projects, and you set milestones, and you set dates, and that my whole team lives by it. We communicate via that, and it's really awesome because it'll pop up and say, hey, this is due tomorrow.
Exactly, and of course, this week, you know, the edits came through Sunday evening, and then Monday around lunchtime was when I found out that the results were back and had to make an appointment. And so it was like, you know, you get the unexpected things that you have to put in your schedule, but, you know, at least if you have your calendar, you can go, okay, wait a minute, I have to have this done by then. So, you know, so yeah, we're in the organizing phase, I think, right now.
Good.
But it's all good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that. Okay. Well, good. So thank you for sharing, and just, like, keep it up. It's, you know, running a business and running this kind of a business it's not easy. You know, anybody that tells you online, you know, take this marketing course, we'll teach you how to get rich quick online, blah, blah, blah. Or the passive revenue model is what people used to say. Like, having an online business or a new book or whatever is the passive revenue model. It's anything but passive. You know, it's leveraged, right? And as you grow, you don't have to do the one-to-one and having to be paid just by the hour for your time, but it's certainly not passive. So don't ever let yourself be fooled into thinking that, why is it easy for other people? It's not.
And we've gotten a few offers for affiliate opportunities recently, and we're going to take advantage of those also. But, again, that still takes time. You still have to set it up. It might be passive income, but you still have to work.
You still have to work to set it up. And for me being on summits, it's a lot of work to coordinate getting the links and getting the copy and putting it in email. And it is work. And you have to evaluate it. I've started to turn a lot of summits down now. Because, like, oh, they're only going to have 2,000 people in it. Well, you know, for me to do all that work to be exposed to 2,000 people, I can do other things to get exposed to 2,000 people that are less work. So, yeah, I want the 100,000 people summits. I want the 50,000 people summits. I want the 20,000 people summits. But for me, a 2,000-person summit is not it. But for you, that's a good place to be.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, we've got the plan, and we're getting things organized, and there's stuff that we have to work in, but we're very focused on, you know, the deadlines that we really need to be focused on. So
perfect, great, good job.
It's all good.
Good job. It was so enjoyable having you two here.
It was. We had such a great time. We were completely worn out and excited and stoked and everything else by the time we got home. And, you know, and then it's been growth opportunities and chaos ever since. But yeah, we had a great time. We enjoyed the weather, and we came home to 30-some degrees, cloudy, snow flurries, and we were like, we're ready to go back to Texas.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we at least got to the waterfall and you got to just be out there and soaking up the sun.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Allison.
Hello there. Can you all hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. That's just, I'm going to be a reminder that you need to just slow down your speaking a little bit, because typically when the combination of not a great connection with your accent, with your speed, it sometimes leaves us in the dust going, yeah, what did she just say? So I'll remind you.
Okay.
So, yeah, I want to hear success for you.
Okay, so one success is that Friday of this week, I am starting at the Marion Gluck Clinic at last.
Yay! Congratulations. It's so awesome.
Thank you. So I'll just be sitting in with her on a couple of Fridays in March, and then from April I'll be salaried doing 2 days a week, Wednesday and Friday, and then my Tuesday and Thursday will be still in the NHS until the end of June, and then my Mondays will be for growing my business. I've at last started to turn the corner, thank God. I had some help from a spiritual healer who works through Skype using kinesiology to release blocks that they go deep. And also I've been using homeopathy. I've got a homeopath who does the personalized prescriptions and for my kids, and that's been starting to shift as well. But the healer this week, I'll do this very briefly because I know this is off the point, but basically the healer found that I had was possessed by the souls of about 20 of my patients who died, who hadn't moved into the light, and it's all related to my feelings of guilt if my patients die, and it goes very deep, very interesting. And,
wow,
yeah,
that's intense.
It has been very intense. The first session I had was Friday, 1.5 weeks ago, and that Saturday night I slept better than I have for months and months and months, and I woke up, I was having visions and I was having healing overnight. That was such transformation. Then the second session I had was last week, and then the third session was Monday of this week, and it was Monday of this week, the third session, when she found out about these patients that had attached himself to me and other people. And basically because my soul felt so guilty, it had separated from me, and it had invited people in, and it was just very weird. Monday morning I had this session. Monday evening I actually made a joke with my daughter and giggled. And honestly, she said that this will help release your fun again. And I realized I hadn't done that for like months.
Oh, wow.
And I started tidying up on Monday after my healing session. I had an appointment with my accountant, and I managed to gather together all of the credit card statements and stuff that had been sitting a clutter on my dining room table waiting for me to sort them. And in the evening, I started managing to do stuff, tidy up, unpack the stuff from Mind Body Soul event I went to on Saturday.
Wow.
So all of the stuff
is
at last beginning to move. And today I've re-engaged with my coach's console VA, and the first step we're going to do is list building. I'm just taking a step back and saying stop trying to run and juggle and all the rest of it. So the first thing we're doing is list building. I feel that at the moment the freebie on my website is a stress busting kit. And the problem with that is that people perceive, yes, they perceive their stress, yes, they perceive it's a problem, but no, they don't perceive they ought to pay somebody to do something about it yet. You know, so they need to know, like, and trust you first, you know, or have a low-cost thing. And so And so what I do need, as discussed at the special Mastermind Day after Shine, is my freebie regarding my freebie regarding menopause. So I need to start putting that together.
You have to start niching yourself, because people have to see that that's your specialty.
Yeah. And I'm sharing a lot of blog posts and stuff about menopause, and I'm talking to people about menopause, but my freebie is about stress. People don't yet link that with hormones. So on Sunday, I'm getting the freebie done, and on Monday, I'm writing the autoresponder to the freebie. And I'm checking in with the coach's consult VA every week on a Wednesday. And so next Wednesday I'll be talking to her. The next step after that is going to be the webinar, I think. So.
Okay, and when do we have our next one-on-one call? And we can make sure we have all the pieces lined up for those.
Our next one-to-one with mine and yours.
Is what?
Sorry,
okay.
Are you asking when Annex call it?
Yeah, because you put them on hold for a while, but if you're starting to get into revamping doing that webinar again, you need to,
get
on the calendar.
We need to reschedule those in the calendar. At the moment, I still have you scheduled in, so I've got you scheduled in for next week when you're on holiday. So if we make it the April date, that would be good. By then, I should have some stuff I've sent you. Now, one thing that I am drawn to do is have some sort of membership program, as you do, I get a sort of block when I'm trying to brainstorm things that I can have in a membership program, apart from Ask Dr. Alison. Obviously, a Q&A every month would be very helpful, as long as I put my disclaimer in very clearly about this being education and not medical advice.
I have some ideas on that that I want to share, but I want to explore a little more. I had a strategy session with someone who's very close to signing up for Practice Accelerator, and she's done some really unique stuff with a free membership site where she gets people in, and she has what she calls her training page, which talks about things but then gives them access to some paid stuff. So it's a really interesting model. I signed up for it yesterday, and I'm going to explore it. But it might be a really good way to jump into that membership site session, because that builds up the relationship with people, right? You get them in there, they're exploring with you, and then you offer your services to that group that gets to know you a little bit more. So I will have some ideas on that. But I think it's a good idea. I think that membership sites, if you're doing it for the sake of the membership site being a profit center, you're not talking profit center until you've got multi-hundred people in there.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's more like a book is a business card, not an actual profit maker.
Exactly. So that's why I'm thinking having it be something that is I'm going to look to see how she set it up. I thought it was brilliant. And then within the membership site, there's all kinds of opportunities for additional work that's related to whatever products you have, whether it be a consultation with you, whether it be a group program that you're doing, and when you have your self-studies in there or any book or whatever, all of that stuff could be in there. So I'm going to explore and look at see how she set it up, because I thought it was a really good idea.
Okay.
And she's got about 300 members in it now.
That's a good way of list building.
It's a good way of list building, because people come in and you say, hey, I've got all these resources I'd like to share. So instead of having a lot of free stuff on the website, you have it inside the membership, and then you can have a lot of the things that maybe you would give away as an opt-in for people, but they don't have to go through an opt-in process. They just go into this membership.
Right.
Anyway, but when you look at the membership from a paid membership standpoint, it becomes a little bit more challenging, because you have to do a lot to market it, and it's a very low ticket item, which means you have to be a high value. So you spend a lot of time and money on the marketing of it, versus if it's free, you know, it's really simple. You know, you're posting it on Facebook, you post it at the bottom of every blog, every place that you're having an interaction, come join my free membership site where we do XYZ. We explore menopause at a deeper level. Let's explore menopause at a deeper level. Come join my free membership site.
Yeah.
And then you can have a paid, you can, once you've gotten a significant number of members in there, then you have a captive audience, and then if you started to, hey, we're going to go even deeper, and I'm going to include, you know, a call with me every month, and it's going to be $19.95 a month, then you've got a lot of people go, oh, yeah, I'd love to be on the call with Dr. Allison and be able to ask her questions. It could be a simple Q&A call, so you don't have to even do, you don't have to do content.
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, because I found that I didn't start the membership until I had a big mailing list. I had probably 10,000 people on my mailing list before I started.
Email list.
Yep. And the way we get members in now, the way we get people on the membership site, our main marketing is, number one, we do the VHK show every month, and we invite everybody to come to the and then we upsell them into the site. You don't get a lot. We haven't been doing it great that way. But the best way you get people in is we give 2 free months to people when they join any program. So it's like if you were to start a paid membership site right now, you're creating a lot of extra stress and work in your life from a marketing perspective that I don't think is going to pay off for you yet.
No.
It will down the road. So I would rather see you do a free membership site as a list building thing, and then have you do your real marketing efforts towards getting people into this program that you're developing and getting people on your webinar. And imagine if you have this membership site of people who love you and know you, and you say, hey, I'm doing this webinar on this date.
Yeah.
You're going to get them to join, and you're much more likely to say yes to your program.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And Coaches Console has ability to do membership sites, right, to help to get those set up for you?
I think so. I'll double check it with Jackie, my VA. Certainly it's got all the other facilities. I mean, it has, but I would say yes, it does, because in a way that's what we've been doing with the Coaches Console Bootcamp, which is on the same platform. So, yes, it does.
Okay, good. Yeah, so that'd be easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fantastic. Well, I'm looking at my calendar right now, and I have, you're good at around 2 in the afternoon, right? Is that the time that you're still good? My 2 in the afternoon, which is your, like,
so
9
you're
at night.
In the, yes.
Yeah. So these noon ones. So I have available a little earlier than that, actually. I have on the 24th, I have available at my noon, which I don't know what time, but that's a Thursday. So I don't know which office you're going to be in then.
24th of March?
Yeah.
I'm on holiday in Devon. That's the other success, is I've got a holiday in Devon coming for a week.
Oh, wonderful. For that whole week, you'll be gone.
Yes, and I'd like to try and take time out for it.
What about 2 p.m. on the 29th?
So that's a Tuesday.
Yep.
Yep, I can do that.
All right, I've got you in. And when we are on there, we'll set up our next subsequent ones.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in. All right. Anything else? Any other comments, topics, anything that you're struggling with that you want, you know, that you're concerned or questioning or you need strategy on?
Okay. The my personal health thing, it's very interesting. And I think I was thinking when we were on the FNC call on Monday that with the sort of energetic effect of me being too busy to come on so many of the wonderful inspirational calls that you have with me, that then reflected in my turnout for my functional nutrition coach thing, and I need to sort of turn that around or do something. Maybe it's just writing it in my head because I know that I'm too busy to attend most of the things. But
Some of that got garbled, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out what you actually said, and having to ask you, but I have to ask you. So start that again.
Okay.
It had to do with the FMC meeting on Monday, and something about your own health and not having time, but I'm not putting the whole thing together.
No, there's no reason why you should. It was definitely garbled. At the FMC meeting on Monday when we were talking and I was saying I still only got one person engaged, and I was thinking afterwards about the sort of energetic effect of me not getting to as many of the NEPT calls as I would like to.
Okay, got it. So I would say that the engagement of the groups has been spotty. There are several people who are just not engaging. I know the only one person that has every single person come every single time is Mia, and she only has two people, but they're engaged. I don't know that it has to do with you. I think there's something going on, and we're gonna address it. I don't know what people are going through. To not come, sign up for a program, and then not take advantage of their appointments. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to not attend a big group call. You know, if I sign up for a program and there's these big group calls, I don't always make all of them because they're scheduled at inconvenient times for me. But if there's something like that was specifically the time was set up based on my calendar, I mark it off. And I'll be on every call.
Yeah, it's like the Beast Will Be Gone is always 1 or 2 in the morning for me, so I've not been able to attend that. But I have my audio set up properly on Google Play at last, and I've been listening to Jane Guyette's Second Heart Cleanse from last spring, which has been really amazing because I never actually got to listen into it. So it's reminding me of all the things that I need to do for my own health. All good stuff.
All good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the calls are great. They're all recorded. But, you know, the Before We Gone calls have been much more targeted because it's a smaller group and very good questions. We're not going for 3 or 4 hours like we were with the grand calls. Those were brutal. And I had a hard time saying no when there's that many people and I've promised them that they get to ask questions. So, anyway. Those are all the challenges you get into when you do a group program and you get into the multi-hundreds of peoples, which we can talk about another time. Great. Okay.
Thank you very much. Super. Thank you for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. One of the things I want to make sure you guys are aware of, I think there was an email that went out about it. I hope there was an email that went out about it, was that the end of the month, the day of our VHK show this month, we're actually doing it was a bonus webinar that we offered at Shine, and we offered it as a full pay bonus for people who signed up at Shine, and it's a class, and we're giving it to everybody who was in before Shine, but not everybody that signed up after, but it's a class on how to just start making some steady income by doing food preparation and an online program calls, you know, whether you do it locally or you do it just online, and we're going to take you through the behind the scenes on that. And so it's really a way that you can just make some extra money very quickly because people love food prep classes. It's something that Laura Wiecke's already doing. She's not doing it with broadcasting online, so I'm going to take you behind the scenes to show you how you could do it both ways. So make sure you put it on your calendar because I think it's going to be pretty phenomenal. Jan and I talked about it yesterday about how, you know, I wasn't thinking about the income potential of it, but there is great income potential to having, you know, once a month doing a food class and charging people, you know, getting 10 people to pay you $50. That's a substantial income. It may, you know, a boost if you don't have anything out. You know, Allison, obviously that's below what you would normally want to be getting for that much time, but it's definitely something for those getting started to get their feet wet with it, but then you record it and you have a product that you can sell and that's where the real money comes in. So I stopped doing them because they were just too much, but I shifted from doing them one-on-one in person to doing them in person, face-to-face in person, and then adding the back end of this webinar that they could attend so they could watch it live and then get the recording. And, oh, my God, we went from, you know, making, like, $500 to do one of those things to making $2,000 to do it and then ongoing income potential. So it's just a thought, and it's a thought for easily making some low-end products that you can sell on your site that are easy yeses. You know, people come and say, oh, Dr. Allison Grimston's talking about here's some foods to make for this, you know. And for you, if you don't want to do food, if you want to just do it, you just want to do it yourself as teaching, you can do that, and then you'll have that recorded. So it's just some options, and we're going to be doing a whole day, a whole virtual retreat day on that on March. Let me go back to my thing. March 26th. So any other, I'd like to do a round of who learned what from somebody learned from someone else on the call. That looks like they even had to leave. So, Steph, you want to join and you want to say either what you learned from someone else's talk or a big takeaway from your own, or both?
I don't know. I always learn a lot from everybody's call. I don't know. I think probably my biggest takeaway was just myself, in that I can always do things kind of like not perfect. And it's like I'll just do a video and I'll just do it now, and I can't do it when I should do it. And like it's too late and it's too early and it's messy, but I'm just going to do that. I think I've learned that before.
I love it. Progress, yeah. Not perfection. Done is better than perfect. I live by done is better than perfect.
Right. I just think I'm like constantly be learning that. Yes.
You're constantly up to learn that. And for me, a lot of times I've done a bunch of launches where it's like, oh my God, we're supposed to do that launch and we're going to be opening that, we're going to start that program and we have to start it because we promised these people that are coming back to do it, and, you know, whatever the reason was we had to do it. We don't have time to do a whole series and a preview call. So we've done some simple things like inviting folks to the first call of the program, like the overview intro kickoff call, and then saying at the end, hey, by the way, if you want to be, you know, we'd say at the beginning, hey, we got some guests, I know you guys are starting the program, we have some guests that are sitting in, and they're just going to kind of evaluate whether this is a good program for them or just to come to this call to learn. And at the end of the call, I'd say, really soft offer. It's like, I didn't have to worry about selling throughout that thing. I didn't have to worry about seating, although it came naturally. It was just teaching. And at the end, I said, hey, this program's open. You heard what the first call's like. It's going to get better from here. And here's what you do to sign up. And here's some extra bonuses. And we did that with the second time we did RSPT. We've never done the launch for IRSPT. We've only done it this way or from through emails. And we got, I don't know, 35 people to pay $1,000 to be in the program. It's not bad. I had to do that program anyway. I had to do send out a few extra emails to invite people to the preview call. And then we did that for Cafe. We got 350 people to sign up. Well, granted, we offered it for $97, but we had 350 people signed up for it. So do the math. Not bad.
Wow.
That's the time when I signed up.
That's the time when you signed up. So done is better than perfect. Yeah, I probably would have done great if I did this whole thing. But then the second time I offered Cafe, I did the whole launch videos and the whole thing, and I hired a professional to help me do them and the pre-launch content and the whole bit, then we had 100 people to sign up because we raised the price.
Right.
So done is better than perfect. Find what works for you. And sometimes we've done a hybrid of that. Like people look at me that are in the marketing room and they're like, what? You did what? We did a launch, and then if we didn't get as many people as we thought, we we sent out an email that said, hey guys, you know, some of you are not really, you're on the fence about this program, and I understand, you don't know what's inside. So what we decided to do is open up the first call, the overview call. So you're welcome to come and listen in and see if it's something for you. And we've done that, and we've gotten some good numbers that way. We've gotten extra people that way.
Well, okay. So even if I don't get that, there's still ways.
Yeah, there's always ways to salvage it.
Yeah.
There's always ways to salvage it. And what I've done, too, in the past was do the preview call, get the numbers of people and say, well, that's not enough. I'm going to send some emails out, but what if I just do another webinar? I could probably do it better. I know better what the program is. Raise the price and then do another webinar. I've done it three times, not the same webinar, encore webinars,
right.
But I've done it with totally different webinars because hitting it from different people's aspects, like different people are going to get attracted into a program and for different reasons. Right? For Allison, she might do a webinar on dealing with hot flashes. She might do another webinar on are you ready to bite your husband's head off? You know, cramping irritability related to menopause. And then she'd do that, and she'd get different people because different people relate to the different symptoms. You can do three of them that are different. You can do three of them that are the same. Your choice. I'm trying it this way by doing three the same, but they're never going to be the same, obviously, but with the same topic, et cetera. But because I personally like to do three different ones because you hit people from different angles. And that's not what I've been taught by other folks in the marketing realm, but it's a process that has worked for me.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I've done that a lot, actually. I've actually done a deliberate series. This is the three-part series about whatever, and I had the different things laid out, and people signed up for the series, and they got to come to all three, but there was an offer at the end of each one.
Right.
Okay. So lots of ways to skin a cat, right, as this expression goes. And you find your groove and you see, well, I tried that and it didn't really work for my audience. Let me try it this way.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you can be more flexible, I think.
Yeah. You learn great stuff and then you use it and then you make it your own as well.
Yeah. That'll help me to relax a bit too.
Yeah.
I'm not just following someone's template.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Because I think this is going to be fun for you because, like I said, I felt it, and I know you felt it, was that once you got to the offer of this program, you got a little almost apologetic.
Right. Yeah. I felt that for sure.
Oh, no, I have
better than the last
offer,
time,
I'm sorry.
But not as good as the first one.
Yeah. So if you do this separately, right, and then you have you have your three-part series, right? Right, you have the three videos or whatever?
Yeah.
Once you make this fourth one, make that your fourth video. Make it a fourth one on that page.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And then you have the big show buy button right below it. That pops up after, you know, a couple of minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you think. I mean, you can put it on and you can see how long people stay. But you have time for all that right now. You're in a crunch. The idea would be you put the button on, do some stats if you have them on Vimeo or something like that. They'll tell you how long people watched. If people tend to cut out after 10 minutes, then you have to put the buy button there.
Right.
And it might not be a buy. It might not say buy now. It might say something like, it might be something related to the benefit they're going to get by taking that step.
Right.
That's going to attract them to write it. So you play with it. And you know, the idea is you play with all this, you get stats. And then you put the button, the button pops up before most people leave.
Yeah, I think Webinar Jam can do those stats. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can. They can. You know, all these great tools we have. Okay, so Allison, what's your big takeaway? What have you learned? I don't know how much of Steph's you heard, because I don't know what time you came in.
Yes, I'm sorry that I missed most of Steph's, but for me, there is the information about the Facebook groups with contexts and create engagements with Diane, but also really the idea of a free membership site as a reminder that to start yet another thing. And I've done a paid membership site before, and it was a nightmare. I could never keep up with the standards I wanted to set for providing content. So I think your words of wisdom are indeed words of wisdom about that. With a free membership site, the expectation is so much less.
Right, and you have to promise them that they're going to get new content every week or two or three or four, right? You just have to tell them there's some great stuff in there, and there's a community in there, and there's access to the Facebook group, and there's just so much. And then if you connect them, I think you can probably do something. I have to think through that a little bit, but you create the Facebook group and the membership, and they're linked, and the Facebook group is where they can actually talk to each other. And you can have a link right to the Facebook group. I wonder if you can actually bring in the feed, which I think you can, because, like, the pages in ClickFunnels, or lead pages, I think you can actually bring that feed into that page. There's some kind of embed code so that people can be chatting in there, and the comments go right on the Facebook group, so they don't even have to lose the membership to do that. I have to explore that, because I think that would be a cool thing. I'm wondering if we can do that within our groups. I just thought of that now. Because why not? Because if they can embed it on the bottom of a lead page, right, when you're going to your web page, but they have the feed for the comments, why couldn't we do that in our groups and our memberships? Interesting thing to explore. I will ask some people and get back to you.
Yeah, I've seen that in many situations, like the Deepak Chopra free meditations, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The Facebook chat is beneath the page, absolutely.
Okay, so, well, there you go. So you have this membership, this free membership, and the Facebook page. The Facebook page you're sending out to everybody, you're commenting on it, you get people to go there, you get them to like it, you get them to join, and you mention your free membership in there. And you can even put it in the sticky so that when people come in, it's like, welcome, we're so excited you're here, we're going to be sharing all these great resources. If you want to go even deeper, we have a free membership on my site where you can get access to, and you include, you know, free stuff that you already have in the membership site as much as you can. Some of those books that you've gotten that all you have to do is burn them to your own. You know those things you signed up for?
Oh, yes, yes.
Some of that stuff can be used as membership site content. Some of those recordings of those webinars that you've done can be put in there.
Yeah.
Lots of possibilities.
Yeah,
this opens up a kind of a new world for me, this whole free membership, free Facebook group thing, or, you know, yeah, really opens up a world to me. All right. So I will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Steph, reach out, please, with any copy you want me to review, and if you want me to look at the videos, whatever, if you have a video script. I don't know if you go by a script. I want to just say I really admire you for the quality of the videos you put out, because making videos like that just freaks me out. It's like a whole day project to have to, you know, set it all up and do it, and you just seem to whip them out. So you got a good system there, whatever you're doing.
Well, thanks. I will reach out for helper.
Yeah, do reach out, because and the emails, see if you can generate some of them in the click, whatever they call it, click scripts. I can't remember what they call it.
The scripts I've used already. I've been doing it. I made affiliate scripts, and I made a sales page scripts, and I've been using that.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I got to email you and do it, because I need a whole bunch of emails. Cool. Yeah, so get me involved. If you want me to take a look at the emails, you know, make sure they're strong enough, make sure they're powerful enough, but
yeah.
still feel like your voice.
Yeah.
So I want to hear your passion for helping people with this. Like, I've had enough of this nonsense of people not being able to get help because people aren't looking at their guts. You know, I want to hear that passion come through. Because that's what's going to motivate people to get to sign up because they share that. Yeah, it's frustrating.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can lean on that. I just feel so weird making offers still, but I'm getting better. But, yeah, I can lean
on
that.
Well, make these videos, it's mostly not offers, it's mostly educational. You're teaching them the steps. And then you stick to it. I'll tell you this story about the only VSL I ever made. You know those annoying VSLs that are just words, but the name behind, you know, the words that the person speaking behind it?
Yeah.
The only one I ever made was after I offered a free kind of little mini book about insulin resistance and blood sugar, and I made this little VSL, and it was all educational. It was telling a little bit about my story. It was telling about the problem of insulin resistance. And at about 18 minutes in, it made an offer for a $7 tripwire kind of product. And that was actually the video from the kickoff call, the one that I offered to the public. But, this is worth a lot because it's the first call of this program. And I offered that. And people stayed. An inordinate amount of people stayed to that 18-minute mark and bought that program. And the stats were something like the total amount of people that the email went out to describing that got them into the funnel in the first place was 5,000. The number of people that opted in for the freebie was about 2,000, and of those, 350 paid for that product.
Wow. Wow.
So it works, but it was good for me because it was education, education, education. And now if you want to put this into action, right? So if you take it from that standpoint, education, education, education. Now if you want to put it into action, here's what you can do. And you don't have to spend a lot of time on the offer if you've explained all the steps in advance and then the offer just kicks back to the steps.
Mm-hmm.
So then, yeah, so module one is all about step one I told you about. And you go deeper and blah, blah, blah. Module two is about this.
I wish it was steps. It's not steps, so I can't. Like, it was really easy for me to do it in a program that has steps. But because this program doesn't have steps.
And you're right, because I talked about that with blood sugar or whatever. It's not really steps. You don't have to do them in a sequential order. This is just the order. So what did you call them in the program? You called them units or something?
So there's units. So it's like meet the bacteria, meet yeasts, and then there's some stuff about testing. And, like, I have everything named, but, I have the units named, but they're not really – they're not really the principles of anything, and they're not the steps of anything either.
So
I'm not really sure what to do, but I'll work it out. I'll send you something.
Yeah, so if you're not going to call them steps, you can call them phases. Stages. Activities. Actions. Because really the first one is known the bacteria, right?
They could be the secrets. I don't know.
Strategy. Just call them strategy. These are the five strategies you have to put into place if you want it to be successful. If you miss any, you're really not going to do it. You don't necessarily have to do them in order. But you do have to do them. And you can call them strategies.
I have to take a step back. Because it's kind of like... I'm sort of giving them strategies, but I'm more giving them assessment, like the ability to assess the thing and put together their own strategy. So it's almost like, because learning about bacteria is not really a strategy. It's kind of just like,
it's an activity, right? It's an activity that they have to do. I hear what you're saying, because it's hard to get a word that describes the whole set of these things.
Right, and sound sexy, yeah.
Well, you're teaching it, so it doesn't have to rule. I mean, yeah, we're geeks. It's not. It's a little different selling to geeks than it is to the general public.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe I'll post it on the NEPA, NEPA Facebook group if I have a question.
And repost the list of the pieces and say, is there a name that comes out that would describe this? Like, if I wanted to call it, I want to call it steps, but I want to call it something like that so I can number them and label them. But what would you see the word is? And that might trigger us all to start thinking. And especially if you put it out there and some people start to say one thing, it might trigger me to say, oh, well, that's partially there, but what about this?
Right. Okay, yeah. Yeah,
and you can always just bust out and say, these are the five things you have to do.
It sort of is the five things you have to do.
But then you feel it. When you see it, just when you make a video, you say, and here's the five things you absolutely have to do. You can't miss any of them. Or you won't be successful. How about that? Let's just call them things. And don't label them thing one, thing two, thing three.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah. That makes sense, right? Here's the five things you have to do, or seven things or whatever.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad we kind of played with that. Okay. Any thoughts on that, Alice? I guess, you know, you may not have it in front of you, so you don't really remember it. But all right, so we're at time. So thank you, guys. It's been a great call. I love these calls. And we may have a new person joining us, so it'll be kind of cool. And she's a gangbuster. She's perfect for the group, so I'm excited. I'm hoping that she decides. She said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So, might be a couple of months. So, she's just finishing up Dan Kalish's 6-month mentorship, and she said that she's already signed up for NEPT. She signed up for Mastery. And then she talked to me yesterday because she really wants to do Accelerator. So.
Yay. Good luck.
Yeah, she's
It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Well, that's what she was saying. She said, when I saw this, she goes, there was something I wanted to do. I've done a lot of little certifications here and there and everything, but I never did one thing that pulled it all together in the system. So she feels a little lost. And she said when she read our thing and when she talked to Jan, she said it was an immediate, her body said yes, and she signed up right there on the call with Jan.
She's
a real great contribution because she's really creative and already got Infusionsoft and the membership site and all this stuff. So she needs to get out there and get people to know she's there.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. Well, thank you guys. Have a great day. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, Allison and Steph. I hope to hear from you, and we're going to post your and Allison, if you want to do it, you know, you may be a little premature to do it, but you may want to do it. We're doing in our practitioner newsletters every 2 weeks now. We are going to be doing success, you know, kind of featuring how people, maybe a technique that you did, you know, so specific like patient success story or success in general or however you want to do it. But that, you could probably pull out somebody that you worked with hormones that you had the success and this is what you did. So we're looking for some success cases to feature you. And then you get your website gets there and you get a link to your freebie and whatever else. So think about that over and when the right timing might be. But we're looking for contributions to that.
Okay.
It can be as simple as I had this person and she'd been struggling for 15 years and she came in and everybody had been trying to give her all these hormones and I realized that she really had this stress and cortisol issue and some digestive stuff. We worked on that and boom, her hot flashes went away. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.